Morning, we're learning Chayyotim Chal Chav Zayin, and we're looking at Simon Yud Aleph. We're holding it halfway through. So now he deals with the scenario: a person forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, he's davening Maariv twice, and he had Kavana that the first one should be for Tashlumin. So the Chayyotim's opinion was before, according to Mishnah Berurah, once you have Kavana that's for Tashlumin, you're not Yotzei, even though there's nothing which indicates that you've davened the Tashlumin first. But the Chayyotim's opinion before was that even if a person has the wrong intent, that he davens the one for Tashlumin first, if it's not obvious what, through what he's davening, that that's what he's doing, so then B'di'avad Yogurtz. So now, what about a scenario where a person had davened the first one, the same Tashlumin? So according to Mishnah Berurah, you're not Yotze. According to Chayyotim, if it's not obvious, you're Yotze. Well, now he didn't say Abdullah on the first one, he only said Abdullah on the second one. He says, ooh, obviously, why did he do that? Because he understood that the second Shmoneh Esrei is your Shmoneh Esrei of Kiyuv from Motzei Shabbos, and that's where you say Abdullah. And the first one is just like this extra thing. You don't say Abdullah. So that's the case. Abu Miskaven Bereshana Shetiyah the Tashlumin. He intended the first one should be for Tashlumin. And he did not mention Abdullah in the first one. Ubishniya Niskaven Tilaskaven Abu Abdullah. Now, in the second one, he had the kavana that should be for the chiyuv out of order, and he said Havdalah in it. You say, whoa. So now it's not just a question of what you're thinking. There's something in your Shmoneh Esrei which indicates what you're doing. Why do you put Havdalah in the second one, not in the first one? Because you looked at the second one is the tefillah that you're davening for the chiyuv of Motzei Shabbos, and that's where Havdalah is appropriate. And the first one, which is Tashlumin, doesn't need Havdalah. That's what the person. So that now it's not just that he's thinking that the first Shmoneh Esrei is for the wrong thing, but he's actually showing it through his actions that that's his intent. So he's indicated for us what he's planning to do over here. So if you dive in the Tefillah Tashlumin first, it doesn't work because Tefillah Tashlumin has to be done as an extension of the key of Shmoneh Esrei. Over here, he davened the Tefillah Tashlumin first, so you're not Yotzei. Tzarich la'asur l'hispalel Tashlumin. So he has to go back. So it comes out he'll daven. He davened one Shmoneh Esrei, the same Tashlumin, the first Shmoneh Esrei, the same for the purpose of Tashlumin, and he didn't say Havdalah in it. You're not Yotzei with that. The second Shmoneh Esrei he davened the same Chiyuv, and he said Havdalah in it. Yotzei. Now he's Mechuyev for Tashlumin purposes to say a third Shmoneh Esrei, because the second Shmoneh Esrei is the equivalent of normally the first Shmoneh Esrei, the second, the fact that he. Over here, he's not yotzei with the first one he did, the Tashlumin. So the second Shmoneh Esrei davened is his Tefillah Chiyuv. And now the third Shmoneh Esrei is the Tashlumin, which is an extension of the Tefillah Chiyuv, which only works if you daven the Tefillah Chiyuv first. But there is an opinion which says that he does not need to go back and be mispalo, and that he would be yotzei b'di'avad, he'd be yotzei with the tashlumin which was said first, even though he said havdalah in the second one. Now the Mishnah Berurah passes halacha l'maisa that he has to go back. And the simple reading of the Chayyotim sounds like that as well. He's just sort of like putting on the Adam. You should know, even though I paskin that you would go that even though I paskin in that scenario that he has to go back and daven as it were a third Shmoneh Esrei, there is an opinion which says not like that. He's not mechuyev to be latzer or lispalel. He's not mechuyev to go back and be mispalel a third time, because according to the Chayyotim, if it's not obvious what he's doing, so he doesn't have to go back. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. If you have the wrong intent, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's it. According to the Chayyotim, even though you have the wrong intent, if it's not obvious, he doesn't have to go back. So is it really obvious by the fact that he said Abdullah in the second one, not the first one, what his intent is? Because over here, saying Abdullah in the first one is not so clear that it's a problem. Maybe you could theoretically say it in the first one, have, like the Chayyotim said before, have Kavan on the Shem Tashlumin, and say Havdalah there, because it's the first one after Shabbos, so you want to be Mavdal in it. So, So as long as he says here he did the opposite, he said Abdullah in the second one, not the first one, but it's still not clear why he didn't say Abdullah in the first one. It's only clear once we see what he did in the second one that it seems to be that was his kavan in the first one. So maybe that's not clear enough that he's not Yotzei Tashlumin. So that's the argument of the Chayyot. Have a good day.